Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we have started a section on discussing the three realms of reality. Now, this may be a different concept to a lot of you, but if you've been with this ministry for any length of time, hopefully you're getting used to this concept, this approach. If you're approaching knowing God in a different way, that's fine. The bottom line, though, is, are you hearing Him? Is your confidence and your ability to hear what He's saying and to test what you're hearing, is that confidence growing? Are your wounds being healed? Are you confident that the direction you're in, you're going in, is bringing you the fruit that you want in your life? Regardless, have a little patience with what we're going to be talking about. If it brings life, great. If not, just let it go. Going to be arguing any of these things or getting into arguments about it? Because really, again, the bottom line is what you're believing bringing you into a greater and more confident relationship with God? Are you experiencing His love for you? That's the bottom line. It's not, is your ministry growing? Can you do great and mighty works and miracles? Are your problems being solved? Our goal is relational, to know Him and be known now, to experience that eternal life now. How you get there, I'm confident that whatever route you take, as long as it's through Jesus, is going to bring you to the Father. And we're not to be arguing and condemning those who don't do it our way. So spend a little time with this. God may say this is not for you at this time. That's fine. But then again, He may give you something that answers a question for you or plants a seed that somewhere down the road, you may even use some of these examples to help someone else understand. We're all different. We're all at a different place and a different time. And God knows exactly what each one of us needs to hear for our given moment. So our common cause is to know Him. We approach the overall construction of our experience here on this earth that there are three realms, three levels of expression of God's creativity that you and I experience on a moment-by-moment basis while we're here on this earth. We are created as spirit, soul, and body, and each one of those aspects of us functions in a different level or realm or sphere or dimension. And in each one of those realms, each one of those levels or dimensions, there are certain truths or laws that function there, that work and are specific to that realm. Now, spirit is God's character. God is a spirit, and when he re-inspirits us, we are born after that same likeness. And we'll get into that. We also have a soul. And God gave us a soul. And the soul functions at a certain level and deals with certain challenges. And probably of the three, the spirit, soul, and the body, the soul is the most complex and where we have the greatest challenges and struggles. For our purposes, our soul is made up of the mind, the will, and the emotions. And probably, ministry, we spend the most time talking about what's going on in the soul. Our wounds are in the soul. Our misbeliefs are in the soul. What is keeping us from entering into fullness and receiving the fullness, our full inheritance now, is the soul. Now, the soul that God gave you is exactly what he wanted you to have. That's not the problem, the essence of your soul. The problem is your soul is gotten used to doing things its own way before relying on God. And now God is coming and saying, we're going to do things my way. And your soul is saying, who do you think you are? I'm going to continue to do things my way. And that's the problem. So our struggle is how to bring that soul into alignment and agreement with the Spirit of God, which is expressed through your spirit. Now, the body pretty much follows along with what's going on in the soul and the spirit. We can also see what's going on to some respect, to some regard, as to the condition of the body. If there's a lot of stress, depression, there's very often a disconnect from being able to receive the answers to that depression from God. So we're going to start with looking at the body and the natural realm with a little bit more detail. Now, we can look at the nature of the body in terms of its authority, where it receives its life, and how it connects with its own existence. God created us with bodies for this time here on this earth. We each have a unique body, even if you're twins, inherited from your parents. And they inherited their bodies from their parents and so on. Now, that body is not the soul. And it's not the temperament, it's just the body, the genes, the cells, the weaknesses and the strengths of your body, your physical being. Your body was made to function in this earth realm. It's made to function for a specific time. And we can see in the Bible, those times vary. At first, it was, I suspect, 1,000 years was supposed to be a normal lifespan. Then it was cut back to a couple hundred, at least 120. And now we see we're way back down into the 70s and 80s and sometimes 90s as considered the normal lifespan. And so that's something to consider is why did God do that? Or did God specifically do that, or did he just let that happen as regards to our normal lifespan, reflecting our separation from his eternal life? That's a whole other discussion, though. So the body, your body, has the five senses that we usually refer to. It has many more, but just for common, the common senses are touch, taste, smell, sight, and hearing. That's important to remember that the body is distinct from the soul, like your brain is distinct from your mind. Your feelings are distinct from your emotions. Also, that the body is not a spiritual entity, but is affected by what goes on in both your soul and your spirit. Before you were born into this world, you did not have the body you have now. And after you die, your body will go into the ground one way or another. So the body is not eternal. Your body, the body you're in now, did not pre-exist your entrance into this earth. It's temporary. It's a suit. It's a hazmat suit. Without your hazmat suit, your soul would have a hard time existing in this earth. So it's got special oxygen, lungs, and it's got special life support systems for your time here on this earth. Now, your body is part of the natural realm, and it is subject to those natural laws. Some of the natural laws are time, decay, hunger, pain, like sunburn or broken bones, and tiredness. These are challenges that your body faces simply by being in this world. Illness, stress, accidents are also a part of this realm. Jesus said the rain falls on the just and the unjust. The positive and negative aspects of the natural realm, of your daily circumstances, do not discriminate between believers or non-believers. We like to think that because we're Christians, good circumstances are always going to be our lot in life. Or why would God allow Christians to be caught in a disaster and not just non-Christians? It's not about whether you're a Christian or not. It's whether you are part of the earth realm. If your body is part of the natural realm, it's subject to natural laws. Likewise, natural disasters like earthquakes, floods, or tornadoes do not necessarily signify signs or judgment from God. Sometimes they do, but I suspect many times they don't. So one of the things we're always struggling with is, what are we struggling with? Warfare. What are we fighting against? Warfare in the natural realm consists of taking care of our bodies. Generally speaking, most of us don't have any trouble seeing the need for brushing our teeth, eating properly, exercising regularly, and getting proper sleep, though we may not actually do them. We do need to be aware, however, that when our bodies break down, it is often an indication that there is something wrong in the soulical realm. The body is trying to provide something for the soul that it was not meant to. Or the soul is requiring something of the body that it can't give. So again, there's three realms: the spiritual realm, the supernatural, and the natural. And we can refer to those three realms as the body, soul, and spirit. So warfare in the natural realm is about the natural beings, the natural aspect of us, our body. We need to not only take care of our bodies, and remember God loves your body, but also be aware of what is going on in the natural realm around you. God is constantly speaking through his creation. I suspect this is one of the reasons there is such debate regarding the creation of the universe, the evolution of man, and the existence of alien life. Even now, there seems to be an increasing question about supernatural, and people often try to bring the supernatural into the natural, or vice versa. But it helps to understand that these three realms function rather reasonably, logically. They follow a set of laws. And the more you get comfortable with that and see how they relate and how you can relate with them, hopefully the more confidence it gives you that you're on the right track in knowing him and in achieving on this earth what God wants you to achieve. But man, in his present state, often relies on faith in the insupportable to divert his thoughts from being confronted daily by the infinite majesty and order of the created natural realm. It takes more faith to believe in the poorly researched and illogical hypotheses of much of the scientific community than it does to believe in an infinitely creative God. I remember seeing a weather report probably a couple decades ago now, where he was reporting on tornado activity and how certain wind velocities created certain things going on. And, you know, some guy behind the desk said, well, what causes that? How does that work? Why does it do that? And the weather guy just said, you're going to have to ask the one who created it. And so often, instead of just saying, we don't know, somebody else did this, we instead fill in that vacancy. We try to draw conclusions and make hypotheses when we just don't have enough information. And this is why there's so much controversy and there's so much division, is because some things we're just supposed to take by faith in the scientific field, and yet science is supposed to be based on facts, which can be proven independently. So, even, for instance, among evolutionists talking about the nature of man, there is no agreement on what the main tenets of evolution should be, except that evolution opposes creation. Whatever you say about evolution, there'll be an argument until you get to the part where there is no God. As long as you can all agree that there is no God, there's no intelligent design, then you're okay. Now, you'll argue about different facets and different scientific theories and get into very heated arguments, but as long as you all agree that there is no God, you're okay in their book. But true science wonderfully reveals God's existence and his workings today in the natural realm. It's often when we try to apply scientific, natural reasoning to the supernatural and spiritual realms that science turns into deception and manipulation, and today into political activism. So that's the natural realm. That's where our body lives. And again, for you and I, we are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in our body. And we can refer to ourselves as me, myself, and I. Now, for your time here on this earth, you're all three. You're me, myself, and I. And when you start seeing yourself as three different aspects that have different abilities and function on different realms and have different authorities, you can start to see how what you expect of yourself is going to relate, and what God expects of you is going to relate to a specific realm. So let's look at that natural realm again. The natural realm is created. God created the natural realm, the earth, and the universe, and everything about both, and all, and all of our body, every cell was created by God. Now, It has, your body has no life in and of itself. It, the life source, once it starts, it goes for a while and then it ends. And we have no idea how it starts. There's, with all the studies and the attempts at getting little heart cells and nerve cells to beat in a petri dish, they can use electricity and they can get it started, but it'll stop. Because there's something we still, even with all the research, can't encapsulate life. It comes from outside the body. So without that life, your body is dead. Now, with that life, your body regenerates. This is one of the things we can look at is, at one point in time, the length of life was, you know, we know, the, or at least recorded, the longest anyone's lived is 969 years, Methuselah, the son of Enoch. And yet ever since him, it was shorter and shorter and shorter. So is it the closeness to God, the being able to receive life, that is shortening our lifespan? Now, we're not alone in the natural realm. Not just us, mankind's bodies, but all physical bodies and all natural circumstances fall into this lowest common denominator on this earth zone. So these are aspects of you and I that function on this earth only. But with us is all weather, is all anything to do with this earth. Snowstorms, the earth itself, the moon, the planets, heaven, hell. Heaven and hell were created. Time was created. Rust, volcanoes, earthquakes, rain, sunshine, civilizations, societies, culture, eras, time frames, forever and ever, is a created time zone for this earth. It's not eternal. It's a whole other discussion. Now, the authority that any being in the natural realm has is limited to the natural realm. For instance, if you're in a snowstorm, that snowstorm doesn't have the authority or the power to affect your soul, let alone your spirit. Now, can it scare us? Absolutely. Can it stress us out? Absolutely. But that's not its power. That's the power within ourselves. When we subjugate our soul to our body and are afraid because we don't know the authority we have as a soul, let alone a spirit, we can make ourselves or allow ourselves to be under the authority of what's going on in the natural realm. So there's a limited authority that's over the natural realm only. There is no authority over or influence on the spiritual or supernatural realms. It only goes one way. There is a real hierarchy. The spiritual realm has authority over the supernatural realm. And the supernatural realm has authority over the natural realm. So the spiritual realm has authority over both the supernatural and natural. The supernatural realm has authority over the supernatural and the natural. The natural has authority over the natural only. Now, there's a chart available, too, and I'll see if I can put a link on it in the description on this Blog Talk Radio episode. But you can go to the website, and it's there as well. And I want you to be able to get used to the organizational structure again, we didn't want to get into too much detail because it's the overall concept that's important at this time. But the point being that your body has the least meaning in our lives here on this earth, and yet it's the most necessary to be here on this earth because it is that part of us that makes us, that equips us. It's our hazmat suit. It's what makes us able to live here and to be here. So we want to take care of it, and God tasks you to take care of it as part of your duty, just as you would any kind of thing you're taking, you know, you're relying on to keep you alive. So that's the natural realm. That's your body. Now, the spirit realm, that's the highest level of authority and existence. We could say that part of you is actually your I. We're talking about me, myself, and I. Me is your body. Yourself is your soul. And I is your spirit being. God said of himself, I am. Well, so are you. You can condense your spiritness into your existence. You are spirit. Your spirit characteristics are the same as God's spirit characteristics. Now, this we have a real struggle with because we have a hard time thinking of ourselves in those terms, that we have the same characteristics in our spirit, or in any way. And yet, this is what God says. If you've been born of the Spirit, you are spirit. And he calls us sons of God. And we are joint heirs with Christ. And Jesus came and had these same characteristics, and he is our big brother. We are co-inheritors with him. We have received eternal life. We have everything we need for life and godliness now. We have that spirit, those spirit characteristics. For instance, in our spirit, just as God is holy, we are holy. That's why we're called saints. In your spirit, you are holy. In your spirit, you are uncreated. You are eternal. You are unchanging. You're infinite. You're always creating. You're always giving. You have the same characteristics that God does. Let that sink in. Take that to God. Let him make that real for you. Now, your source of life is eternal life. That Zoe, that life of created that existed before all creation, that is a character of God himself. This is the distinction. God formed the animals and gave them life to live on this earth. And we could discuss whether they have souls or not, but they definitely have life, and God gave it to him. But God breathed into Adam and Eve when they were one. He gave them his own life. That's the distinction, is we are source of life in our spirit. He put his spirit in us. Now, then they lost it. And now we have an opportunity to give it back, to get it back, to be re-inspirited. So if you've been re-inspirited, the life in your spirit now is eternal life. It's the same life that God has. It is God. Now, there are only two kinds of spirit. God, you know, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and regenerated man. We're believers or saints, born-again Christians. That's it. There are no other spirit beings. Because they are the same characteristic of God, have the same authority. They have absolute authority over everything that's been created, over the spiritual, the supernatural, and the natural realms. And again, it's the reason this is important is because this helps us to identify how we are to relate in this world. If we think that we are at the mercy of those in the supernatural realm, we will not be able to exert the authority that we actually have in the spiritual realm. So we will pick it up here next week at the same time. Until then, this is Diane Thomas of Rainer's Radio. Have a great night.